Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty. Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jaipa.
I think we're nominal right now. God, I hope so.
Are we nominal?
We seem to be nominal at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure how everything is going because, I don't know, we seem to be missing the right channel of the main deck. So
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll figure something out or something along the way here. So anyway,
I mean, you're firing at all channels here.
Yeah, I know, right? So yeah, I'm not sure what this is all about. Anyway, so hey everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe, also live from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 282 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, July 31st, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's Chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
How's it going over there, Anthony?
Oh my God, it feels like everything's falling apart.
Oh no.
It's all right. I'm going to kill the track in the background. The microphones are fine. So we seem to do all right. It's Winamp seems to be fucking around with us, which is not unusual.
Winamp.
Yeah, right.
Gosh, how old is Winamp now?
It is too old. It is way, way, way too old.
I mean, I remember Winamp from like my days living in Evanston.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
And that's like what, the late 90s?
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's,
wow.
Yeah, it's one of those crazy things. And I'm going to take a look at some of our settings
cool?
and stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to keep cool. Yeah, you're going to have to guide me through this while I kind of play around with these controls here. So, yeah, actually,
sure.
It's my God, it's been hot as hell going on lately with the weather here. And the, oh, my goodness, the
heat index.
Oh, my goodness, the humidity is absolutely ridiculousness.
Oh, yes. Well, you've got that Gulf moisture. You've got all that water just ready to heat up, and it is heating up. It's like 100 degrees.
Goodness. It's terrible.
It's not even possible.
It's absolutely terrible. No.
Could it have anything to do with your crazy governor and his rewriting of history in Florida?
I don't think that necessarily has much to do with it, but yeah, you know, I don't know if you've been catching the news lately or what, but we seem to have a situation where our Florida Department of Education has now decided that slavery was beneficial to slaves. in the great old state of Florida. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here?
I read a article in a conservative paper called the National Review.
Yeah.
And the writer, you know, went on to say, well, yes, it says that, but it also says this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And, you know, just attempting to say that the bill does better for education than it does to harm.
Yeah.
It's like, the problem is you put that one stupid thing in and you've completely fucked your stupid law.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Totally. Totally.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if everything else is valid.
Yeah.
You put that in and you've just, and you don't, they don't seem to get it.
No.
Or they get it, but they don't care.
Yeah, that's a lot of times, you know, that can tend to be the situation. Oh, yeah, I seem to have lost the right channel on the board itself.
Oh, no.
Well, I.
Is it just a bad knob?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Okay. So we're gonna do the unthinkable, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have like 2 seconds of radio silence as I reboot the board.
1,000, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 5.
All right. Well, that didn't seem to work, but that's fine. We'll move on. I think somewhere in the whole scheme of things, it brings it back into a.
Folks, if you want to join us in the chat room, our website is open at www.dealwithourcrazyshit.org.
So I am smoking, what am I smoking? I am smoking Crop Duster.
Ooh, Crop Duster.
It does not make you fart. It does not, no, it does not make you fart. That is for sure. But yeah, I've been smoking Crop Duster lately. So that's been quite enjoyable. It's I believe it's a hybrid or a sativa hybrid, something like that.
So it's more of an uppery kind of what weed.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
And what about you, Joe?
I guess, yeah. Thank you, Anthony. So, basically, Chicago itself did get some of that crazy dew point mugginess. However, cooling by the lake is a thing, folks. And cooling by the lake can all just depend on the strength of the wind that's blowing across the lake. You know, the lake temperatures are like 72 degrees, so it's not as hot as the air. And I gotta tell you, that cooling did help. Now, if you were in like places of Joliet or Elgin or Rockford or anything that wasn't very near the lake, you felt the heat. So. Some sad news, unfortunately. I don't know if you found out, Anthony, yourself, but the actor Paul Rubens, who was 70
years
old.
Yes, I heard. That's quite tragic, actually.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
So, you know, pretty talented guy. Had lots going for him. Had some interesting experiences in his life, and here we are. You know?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how it works out sometimes.
Yeah. And tonight, I am still smoking Mac 1.
Still smoking Mac 1, huh?
Yep. And we're drinking a lot of things tonight.
Are you drinking a lot of things tonight?
Well, not alcoholic. Well, one alcoholic thing. But prior to the show, we had Balls, B-A-W-L-S, Guarana Cherry Soda.
Yeah.
And we also had their Guarana Root Beer.
Ooh, and sounds exciting.
Those were 10 ounces each, so I got 20 ounces of those kinds of sodas going on inside of me. And let's see.
And that also sounds exciting.
Yes, right? We're also drinking Brilliante Tahuacan imported.
Bless you.
Imported sparkling natural mineral water.
Wow, that sounds quite aggressive for sparkling natural mineral water.
And last but not least, we're drinking a white wine, a nice, delicate Sauvignon Blanc. So, hey, Anthony, it looks like we got some voicemails?
Yeah, actually, we do. Let me take a look here. Yeah. Pull up the phone here. calling voicemail.
How do I get a voicemail indicator
password.
On my system?
You should have a voicemail indicator on the pass on the system.
But for when we get one of these voicemails.
One. New,
I don't know.
And three old messages.
I don't know.
Press 1-4. First message. This message lasts 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Health plan.
Holy
or
shit.
Group network plan.
Oh.
Both will provide a significant.
Someone is trying to sell us health insurance.
At a lower out of pocket cost. You are now able to add certain benefits within the coverage.
This must be for Betty. No, maybe Roger. I think Roger's more on the Medicare Advantage plan.
Finally, self-employed health plans are offered.
Message deleted. No more messages. Goodbye.
Well, you know, folks, our chat room is open. Come on in, chiampa.org.
Yeah, give us a chitty chat.
chiampa.org. And if you want, you can give us a call. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number V-dial.
There you go.
So, what you got for us in the Weed Corner today?
All right. Well, our Weed Corner this evening first starts with CBS News out of Minnesota. Starting early next week, Minnesotans will be able to legally possess and grow their own marijuana for recreational use. Here are some of the guidelines if you're in Minnesota. Adults 21 and older can possess and travel in the state with 2 ounces of cannabis flower, 8 grams of concentrate, and 800 milligrams worth of THC-containing edible products such as gummies and seltzers.
Is that more than Florida?
Oh, God, yes. Residents can also have up to 2 pounds of cannabis flower at home. Adults can grow up to 8 plants at home with no more than 4 flowering at a time. The plants must be grown in an enclosed, locked space that is not open to public view, whether that is indoors or in a garden. Cannabis can be legally consumed on private property, including private homes. Eventually, it will be allowed at special events where organizers have permits. To be eligible to operate a business, you must be at least 21 years of age, fill out all the necessary paperwork, and pay license fees. It's not cheap. A cultivator license, for example, will cost $10,000 to apply, $20,000 for the initial license, and $30,000 to renew. So it's a little pricey, definitely a little bit on the pricey side. So our next
seems very liberal.
Yeah, it really does. It does have a lot more of especially the growing and possession. And it looks like they're going to allow like smoking in public with special, you know.
That's a big thing.
Yeah,
you know, you have a special permit for that. That's
you know, you have a hemp fest or a weed fest or something like that, and there you go. You can have people smoking weed out in your festival. Works great. So, all right, and our next one comes from the MJ Business Daily. The Biden administration has yet to provide the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration a specific timeline to complete its review of marijuana's status under federal law. The agency's chief told members on Congress last Thursday. The public health agencies, including the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Health and Human Services, are currently reviewing published science and data, which includes data from medical marijuana programs submitted by state regulators. After the science is considered, health agencies will deliver a recommendation to the DEA, and it is hopeful to be completed by the end of the year. Biden has said he supports federal medical cannabis legalization and marijuana decriminalization. Right? Yeah. So that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
All right. Well, thank you, Anthony. Hey, are you ready for the fact of the day or whatever we call it here around here?
Yeah, it's the something of the day.
Yeah. Well, guess what, folks? It's a fact. German chocolate cake was actually invented in Texas. The German part of German chocolate cake comes from an American man, not a European country. Specifically, it's named after Sam German, who, in 1852, created the formula for a mild, dark baking chocolate bar for Baker's Chocolate Company, which was subsequently named Baker's German's Sweet Chocolate. Fast forward to June 13th, 1957. The Dallas Morning Star published the recipe for the cake, invented and submitted by a reader identified as Mrs. George Clay, according to What's Cooking America. Wow, wasn't that interesting, Anthony?
Wow, that's very exciting, Joe. I cannot keep my knickers dry with all of that exciting information.
Or the German chocolate out of your mouth.
Who can ever stop German chocolate? It's difficult, you know.
And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. Yes.
Yes.
All right, Roger, why don't you go ahead and take it away, buddy?
Woof, woof. Oh, hey, it's me, Roger, and I am your out-of-whack premium all-purpose robot. Wowzers, this is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is July 31st, 2023, and oh boy, it's National Raspberry Cake Day, World Ranger Day, National Muck Day, and what all you trendy people never waited for with your toast, it's National Avocado
Yay!
Day.
Yay! Wow. National
watch
Avocado
Day!
Let's
a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right, this is probably doing hell for our current streaming.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain.
All right, now that I've done bouncing up and down and doing everything else, and all right, we'll put the wheel out there. How's that?
Ooh, right. Look at that. I like the wheel.
You like the wheel. All right, yay. So let's see. Our random news story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about a man that just wanted to take a trip down the river. Charles, 35, with no address on file, was seen early Wednesday morning by workers who said he was sitting on a bucket on the boat eating potato chips. According to an arrest report, the boat had originally been docked at Rogers Park on Shoal Line Boulevard in Wickiwatchee. Yeah.
Wickiwatchee!
He had not gotten far down the river. As patrol deputies responded to the area, the workers maintained visual contact with the vessel and prevented Charles from bringing it back to the dock or to the shore, according to reports. When the deputies took him into custody, they found the keys to the boat and tools in his pocket, which he had used to pry open several compartments on the boat. He was read his rights and admitted that he had tried to steal the boat, was having difficulties operating it due to parts of the barge equipment being deployed in the water. Not very bright. He was also only able to travel a very short distance. Charles went on to say that he had planned to use the vessel to travel on the river as he knew it was going to be a nice day. Charles was charged with grand theft of the vessel and possession of burglary tools and remained in Hernando County Detention Center Friday afternoon on $7,000 bail. That's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Wow, that was just so random.
Isn't that random? Just completely random.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show?
Yeah.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much, 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 much more.
Much, much, much,
and
much,
now,
much, 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 much,
for
much
Joe's
more.
Weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So, before we get to the news, sourced by our very Aaron Chip Skipper and edited by his On Crack Chicago news team, led by Dick White.
Are they all on crack over there, White. Joe?
I think they are. I don't know where. It's not on our budget. I don't know whose budget they're
on. Definitely not our budget. We ain't got a budget.
No, we don't have a crack budget here at the studios. We have a donut budget, but that's a different, you know, expense code. But anyways, it's time for your Champa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport, which will soon become the Chicago studio's primary. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Yay.
Right? So, unless you're listening live, it's not mostly cloudy at 79 degrees. The dew point is at a lovely 55. Winds are howling out of the east at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 21. And for you pilot types, if you're listening to us on whatever frequency where you seem to be broadcasting that you can hear us on in the air, your visibility is 10 miles. So, tonight, yes.
10 miles. 10 yes. miles.
10 miles.
10 miles. I realized I was on mute the first time I started my chant, so I had to unmute and start all over again.
Oh, it happened.
It's all good.
Yay. So tonight, folks, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 64. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 78. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny thereafter with a high near 84. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. And for the weekend, it looks mostly sunny with highs ranging in the upper 70s. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. All right, Anthony, press that flashing any key now with even more fiber.
Ooh, I like fiber.
Me too.
And now for the news.
You know, before I do get into my news, I've been eating this cereal. It's called Granberry. It's really good.
Granberry.
I like Granberry.
Like the dingleberries of your grandmother.
For your family.
Granberry? Yeah. What kind of berries are they? What is a granberry? Does a granberry come from your gran? And again, where on your gran is this berry coming from?
You know, folks, if you've eaten Granberry cereal before and you know the answer to these questions, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Now back to the news. So it's a shifty wabbit laundry season, Anthony.
Is it now?
Out of Quincy, Illinois, WLS. A person has been seen breaking into a laundromat in Illinois. But guess what he's wearing, Anthony?
A chicken suit.
No. It's a suit, but not a chicken suit. Wanna try again?
Sure. He's dressed like Santa Claus?
Oh, no. No, but that would be funny, though. One more time, and let's see if you can get it this last time.
I'm really pulling here. Hold on.
Okay.
Easter Bunny.
Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
What do I win?
You win nothing.
Yay!
So, this person broke into a laundromat while wearing a bunny suit. It happened early Thursday at Winner's Wash Laundry in Quincy. Police did not say what the burglar took, but are asking for help finding the suspect. I wonder if he took panties.
If you notice anyone in the Quincy area paying for something with a fuckload a lot of quarters, please call your local authorities.
Yes, and you can reach them at 217-228-4470 or the Quincy Regional Crime Stoppers at 217-228-4474. Police did not immediately provide further information about the burglary, but stay tuned to this very station as we may provide an update as time and information allows. Yes, so, you know, just in time for National Mutt Day. Look at this picture, Anthony. Doesn't that look like a real dog?
Aww, kinda, except for those claws are a bit strange. And that paw, that looks a little strange.
He took himself for a walk in the park.
Okay.
He didn't make a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. A man who spent over 12,000 pounds transforming himself into a dog.
Oh my God.
Has left his kennel to see what sort of reaction he gets on the street. The YouTuber, known only as Toko, started making headlines for his barking mad antics last year, and has since been posting video updates showing him effectively living life as a rough collie. In an introductory video, the Japanese resident explained, "I became a rough collie because I wanted to be an animal. From now on, I'm thinking of uploading videos at my own pace." In his latest video, Toko takes himself to the streets to see how his dog costume goes down with other canines and passers-by. While people seem to be pretty impressed with the man Pooch, marveling at his dog suit, his four-legged friends really didn't know what to make of him. One dog is seen in the video posted last Friday, pulling at his leash to get away from Toko. The dog's owners can be heard saying, "He's scared, he's scared." A couple of other pooches initially seemed apprehensive around Toko. They don't seem overly bothered when their owners pick them up to pose for pictures, though, with Toko. Toko has previously explained that he dreamt of becoming an animal since he was a child. "When I fulfilled that dream, this is how I turned out. I wanted to be an animal ever since I can remember." Toko chose to be a collie because the animal is his favorite breed. "I am particularly fond of cute quadrupedal animals," he explained, adding, "The fact that the size gap with humans is not large was also a deciding factor."
Uh-huh. Wait. So... God damn it. I don't know what to say to that. I'm almost speechless. All right, yeah, just go on.
Oh, fingers! Begin tea! Oh, boy, folks. Nothing to see here.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, you know, this is out of Atlanta. A would-be robber found out crime is not as easy as he thought. There was video released by Atlanta police that shows his hand in a bag, enter a nail salon, and he started shouting, you know, "Everybody get down! Get down! Give me all your money!" But what do you think the customers did, Anthony?
They farted.
That would be an actual improvement over what they actually did. Well, guess what? The customers looked unimpressed.
Wow.
They stare at him and barely move or change their expressions.
One customer eventually, actually.
Yeah, right? One customer eventually does stand up and raise her hands. When he confronts her directly, instead of handing over money, she slowly backs out the door. Eventually, the robber realizes he's not getting anywhere with this crowd. Stunned that trying to rob people armed only with sheer bravado does not work, he takes a moment to look around, then turns and walks out the door. Police say he did swipe a cell phone from the woman who stood up, but it was later recovered. The suspect remains outstanding. That's crazy, and that's wild. And I guess that's the way to do it. He probably, you know... He got dumbfounded because it's like, wow, nobody gives a shit about me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, right.
And he could have started shooting people. Maybe that would have got a reaction, but I don't want to think about that.
Probably, yeah, right.
Anyways, guess what, folks? That's the wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his definitely on crack news team.
Yeah,
back
right.
to you, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? If you want to be part of this crazy-ass, derailed, gaseous experience, you can give us a call, 813-327-8566, or email us at playus@triumphant.org. This week on This Way Out, a Sydney chain store puts its pride in the window and in the news. Ooh. Ghana's top court nixes a challenge to a horrific anti-queer bill. Kenyan lawmakers become kill the gays copycats. Italy's far-right government erases lesbian co-moms. Someone's microphone is getting very staticky. A gay diplomat's husband strains U.S.-Jamaican relations. A lesbian guidance counselor loses her fight with a Catholic school. And a San Francisco church hosts a drag queen Bible story hour. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We're going to entertain ourselves with Joe's butthole and this rubber band. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Here's big news. With Sears great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line-in-use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
There's something exciting, something delighting, something to make a special sofa tonight. Breakfast of bite, vegetable sight. Cooked up with dinner, always a winner. Cooked up delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special, Stovetop tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam. Or just by themselves. And they really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one punk, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, I guess you need to go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Yeah, you know, if if I had the script up, I could finish what it would be. But something happened here.
Something happened on the way from the script.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Welcome back.
There we go.
Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Oh, thank you so much, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Betty. Even though I don't know what you did, but that's fine.
Fuck you, Roger.
Fuck you, Roger. Fuck you, Roger. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Betty's quite aggressive with you tonight, Roger. Anyway, before we continue, it is time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly raining and 78 degrees. The humidity is currently 85%. The dew point is a lovely 73 degrees. And the visibility is a beautiful 8 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 80. Tuesday, 70% chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Tuesday night, 60% chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny. Oh, wait, partly cloudy with a low around 80. It will not be mostly sunny
sure
on Tuesday night. Yes, Tuesday night will be 60% chance of showers and storms, partly cloudy with a low around 80. Wednesday, we will have a 70% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high near 94. This weather's exhausting. And Wednesday night, we'll have a 60% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly cloudy with a low around 79. And that's it for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. All right. Yeah, right. Isn't that exciting? What to do? All right. So, our first Florida news story of the night comes from the Daily Star and Coach Hot Shorts and tells us about how some Floridians are celebrating Gatorpalooza. Gatorpalooza. Doesn't that sound exciting, Joe? Joe, do you want to go to Gatorpalooza?
I want to go to Gatorpalooza.
You want to? Well, let's get in your big old pickup truck and we'll get some beers, but it can't be Bud Light. We'll
I want to drink lots of beers.
Want to drink lots of beers? Lots of beers. Yeah, you're so from Chicago, Joe. I want beers. I'll take some beers.
I want to be able to go and pee a lot, if you know what I mean.
Oh, and moving on. An alligator center in Florida returned their third annual festival celebrating the animal, which includes a race where people get into inflatables and make their way over gator-infested waters. Right? Doesn't that sound exciting? That'll make you pee your pants, Joe. The Florida Man Challenge sees competitors get into inflatable Zorbs and run over a swamp full of alligators. Hosted at Gatorland, the race took place at the Gatorpalooza Festival, which celebrates all things alligators. With Florida the self-proclaimed alligator capital of the world, the festival saw specialty food stands and games. The president and CEO, Mark, told Attractions Magazine that the Orlando Park is filled with the most gators of any other park in the state and brings crazy Florida-style entertainment. Yeehaw! The activity sees two brave participants get into Zorbs and run across the water while their fellow team members row a boat behind them and try to push them towards the finish line. The boat team uses a large padded stick to help their teammates along. Spectators can watch from behind a fence. A video shared online shows watchers laughing in amusement at the race. The race is supposed to find the strongest, most fearless competitor in Florida, shown by their willingness to put themselves at risk of a gator attack. Isn't that exciting, Joe?
I'm watching in amusement.
You're watching in amusement. Fantastic. All right, we're going to move on to the next one after I take a quick sip of tea here.
Ooh, sip. Who is the tea brought to us by?
The tea is brought to us by me and my tea maker, which is basically a boiling pot of water and some tea bags. Our second story of the night comes from The Guardian, and Coach Hot Shorts again and tells us about a Florida neighborhood that's hopping. In the suburbs of Fort Lauderdale, there's a new invasive species to contend with in a state all too familiar with the destructive habits of non-native animals. These include Burmese pythons and the iguanas that vicariously consume their way to local wildlife dominance, as well as lionfish and giant African snails. The rabbits of Jenda Isles, an 81-home community in Wilton Manors on the outskirts of South Florida City, are also ferocious, apparently, when it comes to chewing on outdoor wiring and similar unwelcome targets, as well as the food fed to them by locals trying to deal with the small-scale invasion. Jenda Isles resident the estimated 60 to 100 rabbits are descendants of a group of backyard breeder illegally let loose when she moved away 2 years ago, and they are lionhead rabbits, named after the furry flowing mane around their heads. You want some lionhead rabbits, Joe? They got flowing mane, furry heads. Don't get rabbits. They chew on everything. Jenda Isles resident Alicia is spearheading efforts to raise the thousands it would cost for a rescue group to capture, neuter, vaccinate, shelter, and then give the bunnies away to good homes. They otherwise face running the gauntlet of cars, cats, hawks, oppressive Florida heat, and possibly government-hired exterminators. The city commission voted in April to exterminate the visitors after receiving an $8,000 estimate from a trapping company, but it has not happened yet. The vote came in after some residents complained that the lionheads dig holes, chew outdoor wiring, and leave droppings on sidewalks and driveways. City commissioners also feared the rabbits could spread into neighboring communities and cities and become a traffic hazard if they ventured onto major streets. The problem remains under discussion.
Kill them. Kill them all.
Kill them all. Kill them all with nakedness.
I mean, what are you going to do? You've got to get rid of them. You've got to exterminate the issue, because it seems as though
it's going
to
become a problem.
Sexy, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. Lots of rabbits. You're going to overrun by rabbits. That's your fantasy tonight. Our final and sexy Florida news story of the night comes from the Citrus County Chronicle and tells us about an unwanted naked visitor in someone's house.
Yes. Sexy.
Right?
Why not me?
I don't know. Click on the link to find out. A Citrus County Sheriff's Office deputy was called to an Osceola Street in Beverly Hills about a trespassing complaint, according to an arrest report. For Jesse, 34. According to records, the deputy met with the resident of the home, told the deputy that she had picked up Jesse and that Jesse was now acting strangely. The woman told the deputy that she wanted Jesse taken out of the house. The woman told the deputy that Jesse was in the bathroom and that the deputy had her permission to enter the home and get Jesse the hell out. When the deputy opened the home's front screen door, Jesse opened up the main door from inside. Jesse was jittery and completely naked. Jesse had then turned and walked back to the bathroom with the deputy trailing him. When Jesse entered the bathroom, the deputy saw that Jesse began moving items around. The deputy reported finding several syringes, a cut blue straw, a baggie with purple substance inside. The deputy tested syringes and tests were negative for narcotics. The straw and material in the clear baggie tested positive for fentanyl. According to records, Jesse told the deputy that the items belonged to him and that he was able to identify the items and the material in the baggie as fentanyl. Jesse told the deputy he was in process of getting clean. Deputy arrested Jesse and charged him with possession of controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. The deputy took Jesse to the Citrus County Jail. His bond is set for $3,000. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Joe. Or Betty. Or somebody.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566 and you...
two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Imp.
Well, thank you, Betty, so much.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Betty.
You got it, D'Anthony.
So, hey, Anthony, last week our show title was The Rhythm of the Loincloth.
What was it now? I guess it was. Sure was. I can't remember anymore. All right, so this week is episode 282.
Yes. And I had a few ideas. Did you have a few ideas?
No, I did not. I've been fucking with this board all night trying to get this one channel to work. So what are your ideas?
Well, my ideas, here's one of them. Overrun by rabbits, that's your Florida experience tonight.
Okay.
That's one.
All right.
The next one, getting clean, Florida style.
Okay.
That's two.
Okay, I like that one. That's a little catchy. Go on.
Or, everything sounds nominal tonight. Or, crazy entertainment, Florida style. Which is kind of Florida style, you know, that's... Or watching in amusement. So, yeah, there's a few good ones, but I think you're leaning towards getting clean, Florida style.
Yes, that one, that was a possibility. What was the nominal one?
Everything sounds nominal tonight.
Yeah, we'll go with the meth one. Might get more listeners. Who knows? We'll find out.
Getting clean.
We'll find out in a week.
Style. Yeah. So I think there was a problem with last week's RSS feed, because I don't think it links. Well, what happened is it linked to the wrong... Radio for All entry.
I see.
Because remember, I had a weird problem and I had to recreate it.
Oh, I see.
And I know you deleted something, and then I think the mistake somehow repeated itself.
I see.
So I don't know how to fix that one, folks. I'm so sorry, but trust us, it was a good show, and this show is fun too, and we're going to have it on for you tonight. Too.
So the Rhythm of the Loincloth, that was our last one, right? 717, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. But watch what happens when you click on it and then you try to play it or do something. I don't know.
Let me see. Let me see what the... Because the RSS link works. Well, the file in the RSS feed is right, but let me see what the Radio for All thing is.
Yeah, the Radio for All thing is wrong. It's pointing to the wrong one.
Oh my god, there are three. There are three Rhythm of the Loincloth.
Now, the correct one? This is interesting.
There's one that works. Can we just delete
downloads.
Them? Can we just delete it and just maybe just redo it? All those three entries?
Well, there's but no one program. Of them has 33 downloads.
Can we delete the other two?
Let's see.
There's my one that says there's no program in the database with ID 11592.
That, no, I can't even do anything with that one.
There is a program in the database with ID 11592 1. Please check your
I have no again. Access, folks. I have zero access.
We may have to...
That's what happens.
We may have to send them an email.
Contact them.
You may have to reach out to them, Joe, and say, I fucked up. I fucked up!
And I email need to here if you things. Need additional reasonable support. Maybe I'll click here to donate, because, you know, Radio for All has been good for us.
They have been very
Folks,
good for us.
Folks, if you don't know about Radio for All, you should go there. It's actually radio, and R-A-D-I-O, the number 4, so that's radio4all.net. And when you go there, you're going to see, like, all these links, and these links will have a little audio file attached.
Audio file.
And it's basically a... It's either like a podcast or a show or some kind of fun entertainment.
Shows.
They're usually fun.
Radio shows. So, yeah, the RSS feed itself points to the correct URL to download it, to listen to it. The program, let me check the program link here. Yeah, that one's the problem, I think, right? Yeah, that's the issue. That's it, bitches. That's it. All right. I know what I gotta fix. All right. So anyway, we are discussing things during our...
Yeah!
Our
this
hour
is the
power.
This is the tempura fried vegetable section.
Tempura fried vegetable section? I don't have any fried vegetables here. excuse me, Garcon. Garcon, where are my fried vegetables? Wait a second. Wait a second. What the fuck? Fried vegetables, my ass, the whole.
I don't know. I just got this craving for, like, tempura fried vegetables.
Tempura fried vegetables. Well, you know, we all have our own freak day, you know, and I guess if that's your freak day, that's your freak day. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
So, tempura fried
If you vegetables. Have your own freak day and you want to share it with us, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We got a few minutes.
I had sushi the
Phone
other
lines
night.
Are open.
Delicious.
Did you? How was that?
It was
Did
delicious.
Did you have any other reaction? Did you get superpowers?
Did I get... I got superpowers! whatever the fuck that is. Jesus. No, I did not get superpowers, but I got delicious. I got delicious. I got no, I went to go pick it up. I actually went to go pick it up, believe it or not. So, which is fine. I'm all about that. So, all right, let's see. Episodes. I am in the database. I'm going
database.
To edit. I'm going to
we
edit the record.
About the database in a
I'm
long going, time.
No, we haven't. I'm editing the database. Let me see. I need to find the correct link.
So much has happened in that neighborhood when we created the database where I lived.
Oh my god.
The where database. The initial Chicago Studios was located, yeah. That right. neighborhood has changed so much. It's grown up too. There's a lot of there's an attempt to make it more entertainment.
Is this the is this Uptown?
The Uptown. Yeah, Uptown. Huh. I know the Preston Bradley Center was supposed to get a makeover. They Ooh. Somehow got funding to get a makeover. So that
good
I mean,
for them.
Hey, and if they can make that much more comfortable and acoustically pleasing and necessary, then you know they could have great concerts there.
Absolutely. All right. Save. All right. So the RSS feeds should actually look correct now. If you were to pull our RSS feed,
RSS feed. Well, I'm going to go to our website, and I'm going to hit refresh. Refresh before you go. Now, see, when I click on the link on the website, and I'm hitting refresh, and you know what? I'm just going to close this tab. And I'm just going to pull a new tab out of here. And I'm going to hit Shyampa Radio. Oh, wow. Now it says your connection is not private.
Ooh.
Oh no, something's wrong. I'm getting web server's default page.
Uh-oh.
This page is generated by Plesk, the leading host automation software.
Oh, you're going to the HTTP site. I gotta turn that off. I thought I had that turned off.
That's weird. It yeah. shouldn't have gone to that.
Well, it went to that. It happens.
Wow. Welcome to Joe on tech. Here we go. Yeah, it's still, when I click the link off of the website, it takes me to the page of there is no program in the database with ID 115922. Please check and try again.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's more static, because let's see, if you click on the feed and you look in there, let me see the link in here.
But I think the website needs...
The website needs a refresh or something on it, yeah. Maybe it will update when it gets the new feed after this show. Because the feed will update, so maybe it'll be different. We'll find out when we get
there. Let me click
on
that little doohickey.
The doohickey of clicking.
Oh,
that's fine.
It's the ugly
I don't know if our listeners really wanted to listen to us just go on about our doohickeys and RSS feeds. So, I mean, we're going to put them to sleep, and maybe that's what we're good at doing sometimes. Looks like the ugly lights are on, and the mixer is on fire. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Sounds like you need the Palmer office chair automatic directional sprinkler system with hazmat foam protection.
You know, if you there's a lawsuit you can join if you've been in contact with hazmat foam.
I know.
Causes cancer.
AFFF
foam, yes.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
You can make your commute more commutable with the weekday rush hour hosted by our lovely Betty, starting at 6:30 in the morning Eastern on weekdays, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, which right now John DeBose is taking a slight break. So we're gonna load up some of his old episodes. We're gonna kind of get a little randomation going on, and when he's able, he'll be able to get us some more episodes. Radio for the Free Labor. Oh, Throwback Thursdays. Oh wait, Jesus, where am I at? Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursday. Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday tea dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chicago radios? Chiampa radios. Technic U audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures. How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. You know, when you're in the bedroom, just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated, Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete looking experience.
Wouldn't that be a cold toilet to sit on? Like a titanium platinum, you know, like toilet? I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that'd be awfully cold if I had to sit on that in the middle of the night.
It would have heat warmers in it.
Heat warmers, of course.
And you would burn your skin.
That's the American way. Oh my god.
Right? That's what I say.
I really don't know what's going on anymore. I think we did a show. I'm not sure anymore. We did something.
You know, I hear you on both channels.
That's good. I'm sending you to Monaural anyway. You're not getting a stereo feed from me.
Okay.
So it's just going to mix it to both. But yeah, it's okay. It's the channel. I moved the mixer plugs over anyway. So it's... yeah, I think it's the channel.
Oh, wow, you move things in flight?
Yes, I did. That's what happens. Sometimes you just have to do that. Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting this show, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go jumping for gators with your rabbits while in a Zorb. God damn, who wrote that? Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a U for uterus. Did I ever read the clothes for that? I guess I did. All right, whatever. Oh, God. I'm so lost tonight.
Ooh, patoof.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.